Great to be back with you on a Saturday night at midnight here in New York City on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice, right here in the Bronx. Yours truly, Dan Romanello, welcoming you to another edition of Group Harmony Review, where from now until 2 a.m., we turn back the clocks to the 1950s rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony sound from here in the good old USA. Explore the music from the late 40s through the early 60s and later, and all the fabulous vocal groups in recent days keeping the old sound alive. So much more mail came in this week and more requests to fill, so going to have a great time tonight. Some very special items planned for you. Hope you can stay tuned until 2 a.m.
Thank you. Oh.
So nice and so smooth. A nice early sound from the mid-1950s, but with the sound of an earlier time period. A vocal group called the Four Pals on Royal Roost Records. Very pretty ballad in my opinion, If I Can't Have the One I Love. We began tonight with something I've always enjoyed as a show opener. And very happy to see a request for the Versatiles with the tune Passing By. And right after that, The Charts once again by request. Joe Greer and The Charts from Harlem. Everlast Records, part of that Bobby Robinson arena of great sounds. And a tune entitled Zoop. Out to California for that early 1960s ballad by the Metallics on Baronet Records entitled Need Your Love, and then closed out the set with the Four Pals here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV with yours truly, Dan Romanello. Here we are in the month of June in the year 2010, getting ready to close out the month and the first week of traditional summer, which prompted some summertime requests, graduation requests. And among them, this one, a perfect item to kick off the summer with.
Bye. but soon next year spring will be here. I'll be searching, looking everywhere for my summer love. She is star.
Very nice summer set, I think. Closing it out, so appropriate, with The Excellence and Coney Island Baby on Blast Records. And also in there, speaking of appropriate, The Valentines from 1954 with Summer Love. We also featured The Flip Side, gave you both sides of a great disc on Blast Records. The Excellence version of You Baby You, always a favorite back then, along with the Cleftones. And also for that graduation theme request, the third item in the set was by the Bel-Airs on Decca Records, My Yearbook, from 1958, here on Group Harmony Review. We had the Versatiles, the Charts, the Metallics, the Four Pals, the Excellence, the Valentines, and the Bel-Airs to begin the show tonight. And thanking Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey, for some of those requests. And also Jeff Michelson, thank you for the continued mail and reminiscing about listening to groups like the Charts in Brooklyn with your friends back then. Also, Harold of Queens and Ken of Bayside, who so very much enjoyed the Times Square items and time tones we played last week, have another time tones for you this week. And a lot of people asking for another one of those old Times Square records countdowns, so we'll definitely be getting to that as well. Also want to thank Tommy and Diane for writing this week and going out especially to you as well in that set, the opening set tonight, along with Stu, upstate New York. Thank you for your continued support. And a new listener, very much enjoying the program, across the sea in England. We want to say hi to Robin, and thank you for the email into Group Harmony Review and WFUV. One of the very fine vocal groups of the day, and a personal favorite also, of course, for Julie and myself, with so many of the groups performing nowadays and keeping the old sound alive. If you've ever had the pleasure of seeing Kenny Vance and the Planetones perform, a very authentic and honest presentation of so many great ballads and up-tempo and beautiful love items from the 1950s era, and presented in such a wonderful format, true to the original artists. I'd like to feature something right now from the recent Oceans of Time CD by Kenny Vance and the Planetones. And this one, duet, Kenny and Johnny Gale. And I think just such a magnificent version of the Johnny and Joe classic on J&S Records. Here's Kenny Vance, Johnny Gale, and the Planetones. Over the Mountain, here on Group Harmony Review.
Ooh. Over the mountain, ooh, across the sea, ooh, there's a girl waiting for me. Cross all the river, beyond every cloud, she's past the wind, blowing on.
really nice. So many great things on this CD, and I'd like to get to at least one more for you before we leave tonight. Oceans of Time, a 2009 release on La Plano Records by Kenny Vance and the Planetones. And what a great version of Over the Mountain, Cross the Sea. Such a great presentation of that song. Originally done by Johnny and Joe, J&S Records, from right here in the Bronx, New York City. On WFUV on the Group Harmony Review. And we have a request up next for a Battle of the Groups. Also a request for another one of those classic WFUV backflips of a rare disc going to be getting to in a little while. We thank Dawn of East Haven for writing and commenting about how much he's enjoying the shows and requests of so many other listeners. And as you know, listener input always been a big part of the program for me. I find that it presents such a great cross-section of the music, the opportunity to feature so many of the great popular groups and popular recordings, which were so important to those growing up in the era and discovering the music for the first time, when it flourished on the airwaves of New York City and around the country. And we're doing our part today to keep the popular and the obscure on the airwaves of the tri-state area and on the internet at WFUV.org. So, Dawn, thank you so much for requesting this. And also noticing the different styles of two early rhythm and blues vocal groups, one from the West Coast, one from the East Coast. Let's begin on the East Coast, Atlantic Records, from the Washington, D.C. area. A favorite vocal group for our good friend Frank Van Valen, so we'll send this one out to Frank as well. And by request for Dawn of East Haven, we go back now to the early 1950s.
Hoping somehow, if you you'll ever smile on me. Please let it be now. Don't pass me by. Let me know the magic call. Oh, kiss and a sigh. While the wheel is spinning, 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 on a dream of winning fortune. All fame while the wheel is turning, 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 I'll be ever yearning for love, precious fame, the wheel of fortune. I'm hoping somehow. If you ever smile on me, please let it be now. While the wheel is spinning, 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 all a dream away. For love, precious fame, the wheel of fortune. I'm hoping somehow, if you ever smile on me, please let it be now.
So nice, both from 1952, both issued in 1952, just now from California. David Ford on lead for the Hollywood Flames as the Four Flames on Specialty Records. And we began from the East Coast with Ernie Lee Warren and the Cardinals on Atlantic Records, issued in 1952. Two beautiful versions of Wheel of Fortune by request. And those going out to Don of East Haven and Frank Van Valen. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City. And from the Collector's Corner, a rare WFUV backflip. Both sides of a rare disc by request.
I go to work Monday feeling blue, with only my memories, girl, of you. I wonder how long another week can be. Saturday night function, that's for me. Tuesday and Wednesday, skies are gray. I'm broke because payday's far away. My head's a buzzing, about to blow my stack. Saturday night function, lose my jack. Sugar, you're the kind of girl that other fellas find so sweet.
Pretty Barbie doo.
Sugar,
ba-ba-ba.
As long as you're in my embrace, my blues seem to fall.
Ba-ba-doo.
Life is day. Thursday I hit the sack at 10. Friday I'm really right again. I'm ready to go break it up till 3. Saturday night function, that's for me.
Go to work Monday feeling blue. With only my memories, girl, of you. I wonder how long another week can be. Saturday night function, that's for me. Tuesday and Wednesday, skies are gray. I broke the calls, paydays far away. My head's a buzzing. What's buzzing, cousin? Blowing your stack. Saturday night function, lost my jack. Sugar, you're the kind of girl that other fellas find so sweet and petite. Sugar, as long as you're in my embrace, my blues seem to fall. Let's have a ball. Thursday I hit that sack at 10. But Friday I'm ready to go jumping up and down again. Ready to go break it up till 3. Saturday night function, that's for me.
Saturday night function, that's for me.
As strange as it seems, we're in love again. When we both agreed we were through, we said goodbye and we told the friends we knew that you and I had found someone new. But somehow in dreams you were always there. Then one day we met, I'll never forget. I'm glad that love is blind, for now I find I love you more than before. It's strange, but it's true. Strange as it seems, oh.
Yes, as strange as it seems. Honey child, here we are in love again. You know, when we both agreed that we were really, really, really through, we jumped up and said goodbye, and we told all the friends that we knew. You know what we told them? We told them that you and I had gone and found somebody new. You know that ain't gonna do. But darling, somehow in dreams, you're always there. I don't know. You know, darling, I'll never forget the day that we met. Lord, I'll never regret.
I'm glad that love is blind, for now I find I love you more than before. It's strange, but it's true. Strange as it seems.
Taking us back to the roots of 1950s rhythm and blues vocal group Harmony. Deke Watson and the Four Dots. And of course, back in the 1940s, Deke Watson and the Brown Dots, very, very influential and popular into that early Pioneer sound. And there, a great and rare recording from the 1950s, issued on Castle Records and only on Red Wax, an interesting point, on a 45 RPM. Deke Watson and the Four Dots, Just Now Strange as It Seems, and we began with the flip side, Saturday Night Function, here on WFUV. The old time capsule show Backflip, something started on the old TCS, our predecessor, and we keep it alive here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV.
I'm standing at your door, and all I'm waiting for is just a little sympathy. I'm just a beggar for your kisses, a beggar for your kisses. Can't you spare a little love for me? My heart is patched and torn, my pride's a little worn. Oh, where's your generosity? I'm just a beggar for your kisses, a beggar for your kisses. Can't you spare a little love for me? Now I don't ask for all your love, a little insignificant bit would do. Yes, it would mean so much to me, although I know it means nothing to you. You have so much to give, I don't need much to live. Oh, do it just for charity. I'm just a beggar for your kisses, a beggar for your kisses. Can't you spare a little love for me?
Oh, I don't ask for all of your love,
a little insignificant it would do.
It would mean so much to me,
for all I know it means nothing to you.
You have so much to give, I don't need much. For all your love,
Well, there you had two versions of an early 1950s gem, in my opinion. A rhythm and blues vocal group, very pure in their style, recorded six sides for Atlantic, actually seven, and there were three releases on the Atlantic label in the early 1950s, one of them being A Beggar for Your Kisses, from 1952. Harold Wright and the Diamonds from New York on Atlantic. A pure early 50s rhythm and blues vocal group. Anything by the group is just magnificent, in my opinion. And then sometime during the revitalization of the record companies reissuing music from the 50s era, Atlantic Records put out quite a catalog of reissue 45s on vinyl. And one of them, a reissue of A Beggar for Your Kisses. Now, the thing is, when you heard the song, if you had the original, or if you were aware of the original, you'd say, well, the version on Atlantic seems to be a little bit different on the reissue 45. And it was just presumed among collectors that it had been an unreleased, previously unreleased version of the song that had been recorded back in 1952 and never issued. And I would ask around along with other people, and that's what we all believe, that somehow when the catalog was being reissued, a previously unissued side appeared on the 45, on the reissue 45. And then one day when I was telling the story to a collector historian from New Jersey who also collected LPs, as some of us did, you know, there were very strict collectors in the early days of just 45s or 45s and 78s, back in the era of vinyl before CDs. I would love the LPs as well. When you bought an LP, you got a great photo, in many cases, of the group. And this collector from New Jersey said, well, it wasn't really unreleased. You see, when the catalog issued the 45 of A Beggar for Your Kisses, they took a version that had been issued in 1962, but only on an LP. And that was the beauty of collecting LPs as well. You'd get things that weren't put out on 45 in the 50s, like so many great things by the Spaniels, one of my favorite vocal groups, Red Sails in the Sunset, A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening, So Deep Within, sides that had been only available on the Spaniels' LPs. not issued as singles. So thanks to this collector historian back then who shared that information with me, and then, of course, I told the world, all the collectors who knew just as much as I did, that we were assuming it was a previously unissued side. So the one you just heard was from an Atlantic LP, actually issued in 1962. And on this album, on this vinyl LP, A Beggar for Your Kisses by the Diamonds, different from the 1952 release of the same. And very happy to share both of them with you tonight on this edition of Group Harmony Review. Harold Sonny Wright and the Diamonds on Atlantic Records, here on WFUV, Fordham University's voice in New York City.
Game, then it's fire.
This is WFUV and WFUV HD New York. We are member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. Feature Five Song Spotlight on Harold Sonny Wright and the Diamonds for Atlantic Records. Harold Wright on lead, who went on to sing with the Metronomes on Cadence Records in the late 1950s. Cadence Records from here in New York. So we had Sonny Wright on lead, Miles Hardy, first tenor, Ernest Ford, second tenor and guitarist, and Daniel Stevens on bass. Such a premier and pure rhythm and blues vocal group from the early 1950s. We began the spotlight with two versions of A Beggar for Your Kisses, one issued in 1952 on Atlantic Records, and the second one recorded in 1952, but not released until 1962, 10 years later, on an Atlantic LP. So both issued on vinyl records in the early 50s and then early 60s. Then we went to Call Baby Call by the group, 1952, 1953, Two Loves Have I, and just closed it out with Cherry. Such beautiful harmony and such a wonderful representation of the era from the pure R&B vocal group perspective, in my opinion. Here on WFUV in New York City with yours truly, Dan Romanello, got something up right now for our good friend Nate and company down there in Montego Bay. No, he's going to enjoy this one.
My man can boogie woogie from his head down
Always loved that one. Originally on Apt Records from 1958. The Cavaliers with Play by the Rules of Love. And that was reissued in 1999 on a very nice package entitled Scott Stevens and the Cavaliers Lost and Found. Very happy to feature that for you tonight and close out that set with the Cavaliers Play by the Rules of Love, originally on Apt Records. Just ahead of that, we had the Time Tones, played my old Relic Red Wax 45, I guess from around 1963 or thereabouts, the flip side of Houseware Lover's Dream. And that was entitled Get a Hold of Yourself on Relic Records, and a division of Relic Rack, as it says on the old 45, one of the places I would frequent back in the early 60s, along with Times Square Records and Triborough Records and so many others around the city and across there into New Jersey. We began that set with The Enchanters, recorded for Jubilee Records back in 1952, not issued until 1995 as part of a Jubilee Jezebels CD package, thanks to Sequel Records Abroad. That was entitled Boogie Woogie Daddy. And just after that, we had the Valentines, of course, Richard Barrett and the group for Rama Records with that beauty, Nature's Creation. The Enchanters from the early 50s went out especially to Nate and all listening along with Nate in Montego Bay and their friends listening right here in the Bronx, New York. Then for Joe of Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, we had Richard Barrett and the Valentines, Nature's Creation. We had the Time Tones once again, another great Times Square Records item, especially for Harold of Queens and Ken of Bayside, Queens, and kind of a continuation of the Time Tones item I featured for you folks last week here on the show. And for Bobby of the Bronx, we had the Cavaliers on Apt, Scott Stevens and the Cavaliers Play by the Rules of Love. Also want to say hi to Renee of New York City, and thank you very much for your nice email into the show and requests, and I'll be happy to get those items on the air for you in the request shows upcoming. Appreciate hearing from you. Also hi to Sal of the Bronx, and I know Sal enjoyed hearing his consorts group and Zircons that he sang with back in the early 60s. So thank you, Sal, for writing. Also, hi to Doo-Wop Jim in Florida. Got something coming up for you in just a little bit. And also, welcoming another new listener from down south, Jeff, in South America. So thank you for the email into WFUV. Also, have some requests coming up for Conway. And thank you for writing, Conway, and also Frank B. And so much more we want to get to tonight here on Group Harmony Review. So let's get back to the music here on WFUV.
Here is my story to the girl that I love.
I love you. Honest, I love you. All things that you said true. All being my I got my heart is mine.
Had a very nice email in from a fellow named Howard, who was listening to the show in Baltimore. And I very much appreciate hearing from you, Howard, and reminiscing about the early days of Times Square Records and listening to the vocal group sing after we'd buy a few selections out there in Bryant Park in New York City. And I know how much he enjoys the Vocaliers, requested some Vocalier sides, talked about how great it was hearing so many of the early recordings I featured here on the show in recent weeks, and also enjoyed the a cappella sounds of the Sparrows Quartet. So thank you, Howard, and thank you for joining us on the internet and bringing back those memories of New York City back in the early 60s. The Vocaliers from New York on Red Robin Records from Harlem. Love you. Have one more for you by the Vocaliers. So let's get to it right now.
We'll meet again. won't know. Will it last? Be true, 'cause I love you.
So great to hear that one again. Vic Donner and the Parakeets from the Atlas Records days here in New York City, 1957. Very beautiful and very sweet, Teenage Rose. And that part of a recent CD package entitled Legendary Lead Singer Vic Donner, with quite an assortment of released and previously unissued sides. And very happy to feature that one for you tonight here on Group Harmony Review. Vic Donner and the Parakeets, Teenage Rose. Just ahead of that, from the CD entitled Here's Kid Kyle, we feature the Desires song Rendezvous With You, as done by Kid Kyle and the group. Really nice performance. And so reminiscent of the great days of Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers and so many other vocal groups in that vein, making the music so popular in the 1950s era. Just prior to Kid Kyle, we had two by the Vocaleers for Howard of Baltimore, formerly of New York City, both on Red Robin Records. First, Love You, and then follow that up with the Vocaleers doing Be True. On WFUV in New York City, on the Group Harmony Review, did a nice spotlight on a number of Counts recordings on Dot Records and had a request to feature a few more. So as time is going quickly tonight and there are more requests I want to get to, let's feature a few of those Counts on Dot here on the program on WFUV.
Love and understanding, love and understanding, bring peace of mind all the time. Love and understanding, when I gave you my love, you misunderstood, baby, didn't do what you could to have love and understanding. Love and understanding, I need love and
Chapel, all the wonders that they bring. hearts in the chapel with a dream that's been fulfilled and a lifetime together.
Really nice sound by the Platters by request. And that one from the Platters LP back in 1957. A few weeks back, I featured the group doing Someone to Watch Over Me from that particular album. and prompted requests for Why Should I from the same LP. Really nice sound back in 1957. And that one going out especially to Conway and Mary Liz, and also, of course, to Frank B. of Long Island. Just ahead of that, we had the Victorians on Selma from 1956 with Wedding Bells, following the Del Vikings' I Hear Bells on ABC 1961. And also, just prior to that, the Swans on Steamboat Records from 1957, Believe in Me. Now, the Swans on Steamboat and the Victorians on Selma, two collector's corner items, especially for Rich Chris. And thank you, Rich, for the mail. And I know a big fan of the Swans requesting that one. And the Del Vikings on ABC Paramount for Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey, from 1961 by request, I Hear Bells. We began with two items by the Counts on Dot Records for all those nice folks who had responded to the Counts feature. I previously featured here on the show, in the request show, and they wanted to hear more. We began with Love and Understanding on Dot Records, and just following that, the Counts, She Won't Say Yes on Dot Records by request here on Group Harmony Review. Got about 8 minutes to go in the program. Here's something really nice for you here on WFUV.
Girl in my dream, where are you? Girl in my dreams, I'm so blue, doo-doo. Can't go on without you, girl in my dreams. If I could just your hand, surely then you would understand that it's you I adore forevermore. A love like mine is hard. Forevermore. dreams. Girl in my dreams.
Once again from Kenny Vance and the Planetones, this time from the CD entitled Countdown to Love from 2007. Kenny Vance and the Planetones on Collectibles Records with a beautiful version of The Girl in My Dreams. Got time for one more before we leave you tonight here on Group Harmony Review. And I thank you all for listening and writing. Don't forget you can send an email for requests or dedications into yours truly, Dan Romanello at WFUV.org. Or you can write to me here on Group Harmony Review, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 10458.
There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling, there's a girl in my heart. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Whose heart I've stolen, there's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling through the park. There's a glow in my heart. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I never felt before.
What a great way to close the show out tonight with a classic from the Capris. There's a Moon Out Tonight back in 1960 with yours truly, Dan Romanello, thanking you for joining me here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York.
It costs WFUV thousands of dollars every month to provide you with the WFUV archives. Most of that money comes directly from listeners like you. If you haven't already done so, make a secure web pledge right now so we can continue bringing you great music wherever you are connected.